This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasang with the news, the headlines first. Ruling Alliance Task Force submits draft of common minimum programs to the top leaders of ruling alliance. CPN Maoist Center forms 5-member task force led by Vice Chair Krishna Bahadur Mohara for comprehensive leftist unification. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party to decide on vote of confidence to Prime Minister on 10th of January. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says formulating Federal Education Act is government's priority. And Kevin McCarthy elected U.S. House Speaker after 15 rounds of voting. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance task force has submitted a draft of the common minimum programs to the top leaders of the ruling parties yesterday. The task force submitted the draft to the top leaders at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday evening. The task force is led by CPN UML Vice Chairman and Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bisnu Podel. The other leaders in the task force are CPN Maoist Center Assistant General Secretary Barshaman Poon, Rashtriya Swatantra Party General Secretary Mukul Dahal, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's leader Dhawal Shamsher Rana, and Janata Samajwadi Party leader Rakam Chimjong. The task force submitted the draft to Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister and Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chairman Rabi Lami Chani, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingden, Janamat Party Chairman CK Raut and Nagarik Unmukti Party Chairperson Ranjita Shrestha Chaudhary. The CPN Maoist Center has formed a task force under the coordination of party Vice Chair Krishna Bahadur Mohara for a comprehensive leftist unification. At a meeting of the CPN Maoist Center at the party head office yesterday, the party formed the 5-member task force led by Vice Chair Mohara. Party spokesperson Mohara also said the party decided to urge all political parties and independent member of parliament to support Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda in the vote of confidence. The Nepali Congress will decide whether to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda on the 10th of January. A meeting of the parliamentary party of the Nepali Congress held at Singhdarbar yesterday decided to finalize the matter of a vote of confidence for the current government on Tuesday. Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to take the vote of confidence on Tuesday itself. Likewise, the main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has decided to work together in order to make its role strong and effective in the Federal Parliament. CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has placed full support to the current government from his party for its success. At an orientation program organized by the party's Department of Parliamentary Affairs to orient the lawmakers about parliamentary practices, yesterday Chairman Oli reiterated that the government would become successful in politics and policy making, assuring that Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda will win the vote of confidence on the 10th of January. Chairman Oli directed lawmakers to reach the parliament building timely on that day. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said substantial initiatives will be taken to ensure a dignified life for the Badi community. During a meeting with leaders of the Badi community at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal vowed to resolve problems seen in the implementation of the decisions made when he was the Prime Minister for the first time. Prime Minister Dahal's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said Prime Minister Dahal promised to take effective measures to resolve the Badi community's problems. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said formulation of the Federal Education Act is the government's topmost priority. Addressing a central committee meeting of the United All Nepal Teachers Organization in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said the government was serious to formulate the Federal Education Act. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has reached Patan Thoka Lalitpur in an electric Saza bus yesterday. She boarded the bus from her official residence Sital Nivas in the afternoon. President Bhandari, clad in Newari cultural attire, was welcomed by Lalitpur Metropolitan City Mayor Chiri Babu Maharajan. He garlanded the president while welcoming at Patan. On the occasion, President Bhandari also inspected the Madan Puraskar Library at Patan Dhoka. The president also observed the handwritten inscription of Sri Swasthani Bratakatha at the library before walking to Pimbahal Puku, a pond also known as Zagamadu Pond, for the observation. At the site, the president was greeted with Newari hymns and inquired about the history of the pond. After the visit, the president returned to the Sital Nivas in an electric Saza bus. The Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP Nepal, is to lend support to the government in its bid to gain vote of confidence. Janata Samajwadi Party spokesperson Manish Suman informed that the party had decided to give its vote of confidence to the government after the minimum common program draft prepared by the task force of the ruling coalition parties included the agendas related to citizenship and good governance. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Nepal Socialist Party Chairman Dr. Baburam Bhattarai held a meeting yesterday. During a meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata, the two leaders discussed the matters related to the merger of both the parties, vote of confidence to the government and formation of province governments. Nepal Socialist Party leaders Srestha has informed that preparation for the merger of the CPN Maoist Centre and Nepal Socialist Party had almost completed. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Rabi Lami Chani has clarified the transfer and promotion of police employees will be made on the basis of capacity, professionalism, morality and knowledge. In his address to a function after inspecting the Holchuk-based headquarters of the Armed Police Force yesterday, Home Minister Lami Chani said many security personnel might have been disappointed due to unfair treatment on promotion and transfer. On the occasion, the Home Minister urged the senior officials to competently carry out the designated responsibility, shunning the tendency of imposing discrimination against their fellow staff. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported a death of one person due to coronavirus infection in the country yesterday. No COVID-related casualty was reported for long in the country. So far, 12,020 people have lost their lives due to COVID-19 in the country. The country reported 3 new cases from 555 sample tests yesterday itself. Senior advocate Hari Shankar Nirola has been elected as the chairperson of the Supreme Court Bar Association. He secured 289 votes to become the chairperson. His closest contender, Tulasi Bhatta, senior advocate from Progressive Panel, got 275 votes. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Kevin McCarthy has been elected as the Speaker of the House of Representatives of the United States after heated exchanges which almost saw fellow Republicans come to blows. It took 15 rounds of voting for McCarthy to win the job despite his party having a majority in the chamber. A BBC report states that McCarthy was elected after a dramatic pressure campaign played out live on the House floor as party rebel Matt Gaetz was urged to vote McCarthy. Anna Montes, among the best known Cold War spies caught by the US, has been released from prison after more than 20 years in custody. The 65-year-old spent almost two decades spying for Cuba while employed as an analyst at the Defense Intelligence Agency. After her arrest in 2001, officials said she had almost entirely exposed US intelligence operations on the island. After her arrest, Montes was accused of supplying the identities of four US spies and oceans of classified material. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 3.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up, the headlines once again. Ruling Alliance Task Force meets draft of common minimum programs to top leaders of ruling alliance. CPN Maoist Center forms five-member task force led by Vice Chair Krishna Bahadur Mahara for comprehensive leftist unification. Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party to decide on vote of confidence to Prime Minister on 10th of January. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says formulating Federal Education Act is government's priority. And Kevin McCarthy elected as US House Speaker after 15 rounds of voting. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.